I'm not backing out on not supporting our youngsters here because they are our future. We have to move forward with this. And I know once, if this dies, no new pool. So we'll see if we can make it off the plane when we get home.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Paul.
Okay. Just pinning down Annie again. Annie. We don't have a date we can expect a pool. We don't have a final dollar amount that we will spend on the pool. But if I suggest it might cost $11 million, would you say I was nuts?
Oh, yeah. It's not going to cost that much.
And if we do spend $11 million, refresh our memory how that process to get the money, say the engineers were done by this winter, and say this is what we suggest and go to bid.
Well, we're not. We're not.
And it came in at $11 million. Where would we get the money?
So we're not. We're not going out to bid. UIC is doing this project. You guys already approved that.
Pardon?
UIC will be constructing this project. You already approved that.
So we aren't going to bid on the pool.
No, it becomes part of the deed project. People that are going in there to do the school, they're going to do this. You already approved that.
It's been approved.
It's a
yeah.
sole source.
Which you approved.
It's an addition, actually, to the contract.
Yeah, and you guys approved that and said that that could be done without going out to bid.
Yes.
That because you wanted to get this
in November.
Running.
So what will happen is when we go through this GMP process, we meet and we go over the price and we keep going over the price and we keep, like, figuring out what has to go in, what doesn't have to go in. And it's this, like, really long process. It's pretty amazing. And then by the end, we come up with a cost. Now, if the cost is $11 million, which I don't anticipate being that high at all, but if it was, you guys don't have to vote on moving forward.
Just to clarify, under UIC and deeds, how much money to construct the pool
None.
Is available?
None.
But
that
still,
will have to come from the borough.
And we'd still have to use UIC. To build it, even though they haven't even submitted a bid.
No, we already are in the process of hiring them for pre-construction services, and then they will do construction. And through the pre-construction service process, we'll figure out what the dollar amount is. It'll come back before you saying UIC has proposed to do the project for this amount of money, which is what we're doing for the school too. Same thing. And then you guys will approve it then. And if you vote no, let's say it is way too expensive and we can't afford it, you'd vote no. And then if it's something we can't afford, you'd vote yes. And then that's how that would happen. And then they go to construction.
And Mr. Mayor, forgive me for commenting too much on this, but I'm trying to vote yes on this. I'm working real hard to justify in my own mind that it makes sense. And I haven't come to that conclusion yet.
Should we look back and see how you voted on the UCI contract to start with?
Well,
maybe you didn't like it to begin with. I don't know.
Well, maybe I didn't. Maybe I did. I probably didn't. I've been starting the pool all along.
Yeah.
But to have one contractor kind of over us and put whatever they want, and then we say we like it and we don't, I don't think that's the best interest, even though our kids, as Warren said, are very important to. Always, I don't want to repeat my testimony for the last 5 years, but.
So what we're doing is construction administrator or construction management general contractor procurement process. So this is exactly what we did for the Sandpoint School Deed Project. It's the same thing.
Which project?
Sandpoint School Deed Project.
School, I didn't catch a word.
Sandpoint School Deed Project.
Too many people were talking. Sandpoint what?
Sandpoint School Deed Project.
What's that one word you're saying?
Deed.
D-E-E-D.
Oh, deed. Your voice is so high. I-E-E-D.
So we did this exact same process for that. So we hired UIC for pre-construction services with the understanding that they would then do construction. So this is the exact same process. They're going to help with pre-construction services with the understanding that once that guaranteed maximum price is determined, it'll come back before you for construction, and they would do the construction. Going out to bid doesn't make sense because they're the ones that put all the, like, did all the cost estimates and did all the measurements and have the order list and know everything so they would get the work. That's how that procurement process works.
Can I speak again?
In a minute.
On the follow-up on the UI, or excuse me, this money that we're giving to Dow, we pass it to do this work. It's $341,000. So if, for instance, it isn't, but we don't approve this, say we don't approve this resolution, what uses would that $341,000 be used for? Because we already have that under the deed.
No, it's not included in the grant. This is paid for out of the project contingency line item.
Oh, so that money isn't wasted at all. It's still in, it would stay in the project contingency fund.
If yeah.
Okay.
Ken, is in the plan for the pool, is it going to be shallower and smaller?
That's what we're working on.
Yeah.
We don't know. So that's the process we're in now.
A lot of that, I think, is going to depend on costs, you know, and there's basically two ways, kind of, you know, you could have a concrete pool or you could have a stainless pool. You could have a deep pool. You could have one that's the same depth all the way through, which I think would be cheaper, but we still have to look at those.
And
they'll come back.
We buy 75 hot tubs.
I recall when we were doing this earlier, and I was thankful that you guys were moving it forward. Everybody I heard from wants that pool, and they want their kids to know how to swim. I don't know anyone that was opposed. It was never going to be cheap either way. In favor of moving forward.
Chris.
Yeah, so Annie, so with this, so how much have we spent? So what I want to know is, after we go through all these phases, the seven phases, is that going to total that $468,813?
Yes, for Dow Services, yes.
Okay, and if we approve this resolution, we're approving $341,154 of that $468,813.
Yes, and what I would do is we'd phase it. So let's say, and what we've done on past projects is we could approve phases 3 and 4 and wait on 5 and 6. And if we decide, if you guys decide not to go out construction, we don't have to do phase 6. I mean, there's ways. Anyway, it wouldn't all be approved at once. So if you guys decide not to construct because it's too high, then the $117,000 wouldn't be spent. But we're locking it in at their prices now because, as you know, with everything, prices keep going up, and that includes labor rates. So it would lock it in.
But so these phases are, when they're locked in, we're not going to come back later and say, okay, phase 6 now is costing another $80,000.
Right. We okay. Lock it in now. Prices stay at the rates that they're presenting.
I am for the pool in Sandpoint. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I just want to make sure, like I said before, that pool is being able to be used by every community in our borough. And so if we need to help with the school district to come up with money or funding to get our kids over there, especially the elementary kids, get them over there, get them into the pool program that they were doing years ago, I'm in support of that. But if we're just, you know, if we're just saying, oh yeah, our kids that play basketball or wrestle or whatever could go in, and I don't see how that's being beneficial for the whole, for all the communities within the borough. So that's all I got.
Hey Chris, I have a comment.
So, not to the $148,000. Once that money is put aside, that's already spent, right?
Which one?
Well, we're at 127 and 300.
So we're already under contract for that.
Okay.
That was approved in November.
Right.
We're already under contract for that, and that contract's been signed. So they're already starting to work on this. We haven't spent all of it, but they're incurring costs.
To where we are today, we're here because the assembly said to do this.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Other comments? Going once, twice. Question on the motion.
Paul?
No.
Tom?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Brenda? Samantha?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have nothing under old business, nothing under new business. So we are down to updates and reports. You rested anything and try this?
Yeah, all right. So my reports in the packet, we'll start with the Colby Clinic. But basically, on October 18th, UIC, Dow, the borough, the city of Colby, and EATS attended a construction kickoff meeting. They are scheduled to begin in January, which they're already out there on site as of yesterday. So this project is moving forward, which is fantastic. So I'll have more updates at the next meeting. They've just touched down and they're just getting acquainted with the work and starting that process now. Just a quick update on the King Cove Road. So the supplemental EIS was released on November 13th. Originally, the comments were due in December of 2024. However, that has been extended, and comments now must be received or postmarked no later than 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on February 13th, 2025. So if people are interested in commenting on that, please get them in by that date.
I saw a notice 2 days ago, it said February 20th on something.
Oh, it should be the 13th.
I noticed today, I remembered it specifically.
I'll look, but the last I was told was the 13th.
Okay. So and before you leave that item, just one quick comment. The borough does not have a current resolution on that particular option E, whatever its number, but I can't remember. Anyway, should we consider that? It's something to think about. Maybe we should consider.
I thought we did one. No?
Yeah, on February 13th, which is depending on when the date that you have. Yeah. So anyways, something to think about. Thank you.
Can I take one more note since we're on that Cold Bay Road? There's 58,039 comments, most of them were against us.
And I think a lot of those are auto-generated, so they're just the same thing over and over and over again. So I think most of those are just the same comment repeatedly.
Yeah.
We could do the same.
Okay.
So the 13th would be...
Oh, it is.
That's a drop-dead date, 13th. So that's the day of our meeting, too. So we could put them in that day? If we wanted to do a resolution,
It was extended. Yes.
I think it was. We'll look. But last I was told was February 13th.
Hey, Annie.
Yes.
Did you? I heard you possibly got pictures of the landslides you've been having this year out there.
If I got them this week, I've been really busy and have not checked my email at all. So,
okay. Yeah, I heard that they were sent to Amber, and she was going to try to get them to you. But I know I talked to you on the phone, and those are some concerns that we need to bring up. Probably, like you said, with the state engineers. Because there's been quite a few out there this year. So,
right. I think you had a couple in town too, right?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, going across the bank. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I know a little bit of the little part, but they never heard of it. I went down on the roads over to that.
Okay, so on to the Sandpoint Harbor Float Project. Basically, on January 2nd, the borough finally received permission from MARAD to proceed with adjusting the dock structure, putting a rub strip on the dock facility, and purchasing additional piles and some additional work. So we received permission from MARAD and all the environmental agencies. So we are in the process of issuing a change order. We were told if we didn't meet the full amount, then the borough would get penalized and have to pay money out of pocket. So we are trying to spend that money as wisely as we can with items that could upgrade that facility. So we're working on that change order this week. I saw it pass my desk yesterday. I just haven't had a chance to sign it yet, but we'll get that change order executed. The contractor is moving forward. Transpac has already started constructing the floats, which is exciting, with the hopes of meeting that April barge. And it sounds like I don't have an official construction schedule yet, but that construction would begin in late July, early August. Out there is what I've been tentatively told, but that's subject to change. So that project is moving forward. Sandpoint Pool, nothing more to discuss because you just approved that resolution, so we'll be moving forward with that. And other than that, just really honestly a lot of work prepping for the planning workshop we did yesterday, the financial work session we did earlier today, and today's meeting. So with the holidays on Wednesday, it kind of threw everything off, but we're all back fully staffed and ready to go. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. Any other questions for Annie? Call you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor and Assembly. My report is also in the packet. Wanted to start off with the 2024 bridge inspections. So on the 29th of December, I did receive the reports for the bridges. These reports document the biannual inspection required by the National Bridge Inspection Standards and identifies the work necessary to maintain the structures in a safe and serviceable condition. I do have the six bridges listed below. I went ahead and reviewed the reports that were sent, and for the most part, the bridges are in good condition. Just about all of them need installation of signage markers, nameplate signs, and bridge number plates. That was the highest priority item. Also, debris, potholes that need to be repaired. So this coming or next week, I'll be putting in a lot more work into figuring out how to best take action to get some of these bridges resolved and get information, get that completed. Sorry about that, guys. And then moving on to the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant. Again, happy to report with this one. I had a really great meeting with EECBG cohorts on December 19th. And I just really wanted to go over everything that was required in terms of pre- and post-installation requirements for the lights. Also, I went over the reimbursement process. Want to make sure all my files were together properly. And so the good news is I do have about 2 years to complete this project. Before and after pictures will need to be taken. So far, it's looking to be a pretty smooth project. So happy that everything so far is in line. And as of now, there's nothing that I need to do. I've submitted everything required from them. So they're in the process of reviewing the work that I've turned in. Moving on to the Acutan hangar generator. With this, I'm still working with our attorneys to draft a short form contract with Tacoma Diesel for the replacement of the generator end. We want to make sure that we establish some firm boundaries with cost, the completion date, and also potential delays so that the contract that we have is not so open-ended. Again, once that's established, we'll be able to move forward. But the generator has already been purchased, so that is also really great news. ISO tank, I am so happy. The tank is filled. It is currently sitting in Dutch Harbor, and I did hear back from Mattson. They said that it should be delivered on January 11th. So it only took 8 years, but it's finally done. So
not done yet.
Not done yet, but it's almost there.
Don't be too happy.
Continuing to monitor maintenance connection. Haven't received any new work orders as of yet. And then I'm still working with the Rasmussen grant support, which is for additional funding for the Sandpoint Pool project. And then I just listed off some of the regular meetings attended, not so much this time around just because it was the holidays, but The ones that I did attend were super, super informative. And, yeah, I have a tank coming in. So happy.
Keep your enthusiasm, man.
Planet Dutch Harbor.
Are you done?
I'm all done. That's it. Thank you. Any questions or concerns, let me know.
For sure.
Thank you.
So Tom, you must have had a talk with her about not mentioning that one.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I forgot to mention
no.
Good
for
the M word.
So any questions for Talia?
All right.
Ernie.
I got one.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to mention the M word. So what's up with the word for false pass?
I didn't catch that. Something about false pass? What about it?
No, what's the status on the morgue for false pass?
Oh, you.
Paul Mueller. It wasn't explained there. It just...
Paul Mueller explained it that the it is there. It will not be uncrated until they can build a building onto the EATS back where the ambulance bay is in April. And Tom agrees with that.
Okay. All right, I'm just curious. How long we had that in false pass? Been sitting in the crate?
Okay, no more comments on perpetuity, those things. Okay, thank you, Talia. Ernie.
Thank you, Mayor. My report is on the screen and in the packet. First, building fisheries, the call for proposals for the next cycle of meetings for the board is out. That's for AYK, Bristol Bay, and Chignik and Area M. Those are due April 10th. At the last meeting in Cordova, the ones we were concerned about that would limit or end pollock trawl in Prince William Sound, they took up one proposal that was Proposal 15, but they used substitute language in RC15, which got rid of the regulation where you can't take more than 60% in one of the three areas, so that's gone. So they can, if there's a lot of bycatch in one area, they don't have to, they can avoid that. Plus, they have to retain all salmon, which seems to be a good thing. The statewide shellfish meetings in March, and we have several proposals we're watching there. The Board of Game started today up in Wasilla, and for South Central and for our area proposals. For the council in February, they will bring up just two items. That's the AYK Chum bycatch issue, and they will set specs for Cook Inlet salmon. I will certainly be submitting comments and testifying on that. I have been every time this issue comes up in support of pollock communities. I wanted to mention they're having a tribal engagement session on January 14th. If we have any tribal representatives that are interested in that, there's a link there. And then there's another, what do they call it? Some other tribal consultation the following week on Chum bycatch. And so if you're not a tribal representative or organization, you're not invited. So I would encourage tribes to get involved in that.
So what are they doing in that?
Outreach, yeah, basically.
Okay.
So I would hope that some of the tribes in our area are, and I could talk to you later about
that. November too?
Yeah, you're supposed to be representing. It could be
representing a tribe.
Or a tribal corporation as well. So, I'm not invited. So, next item, crab disaster relief. This comes under counting your chickens before they're hatched, but we're told that we are going to get some crab disaster funds. So is the City of King Cole, the City of Hackettan. I talked about how we've been involved. The mayor signed several letters with other crab communities when the spend plan came out. This has been a long time coming. It's a big chunk of change overall. So looking forward to that. As was mentioned yesterday a couple times, there was legislation passed, the Fishers Act, that is supposed to speed up how this disaster funding goes through. I don't think it would change how Congress appropriates it, but it would change how the Secretary of Commerce, she would have to, or he would have to make determinations quicker. I'll put out two fish news in the month of December. I did mention some comment deadlines for the council meeting for the Eisenbeck SDIS, the shellfish meeting, and board fish proposals are due at the 10th. On the second page, I just talked about some local fisheries that are going on in January, and then I show where our fish tax for the calendar year 2024 has come from. It's over half of came from pollock. We might talk about that later if there's an executive session. And there's one meeting I did not mention in my coming meetings. There's one tomorrow. The Tanner preseason meeting is at 1:30 using our rural teams, but it's ADF and G. And I can answer any questions.
And thanks, Ernie. Questions for Ernie?
I was just wondering who's following the insurance pool that's proposed by the state for fishermen?
Insurance. All this, I guess.
The proposal that I saw was the legislative task force had it as an option, and they have two more meetings they rescheduled. I didn't look at their agenda, they just scheduled some more meetings
today. Isn't
I didn't
it?
See that it would, they met today, and Senator Murkowski was speaking first thing this morning, and then they meet it as well tomorrow. I don't know, but
so the legislature would have to take action on that proposal. I don't know the status of both how that will go, but perhaps I'm guessing that's going to come up perhaps during a legislative briefing in Swampsea, for instance. That's only a month and a half away. And by then, they'll be gelling whatever legislation they're cranking out of doing, hopefully, by then. That's all I know.
Certainly following that task force.
Mm-hmm. Other questions? Okay. Thanks, Ernie.
Thank you, Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly. So this may be my shortest report on record. I was on annual leave, or I'll be on annual leave from the 12th to the 22nd this month. So I'll be intermittently checking emails, but if you guys need anything, just as a heads up. So going straight into the EM project, I've been spending quite a bit of time working on this e-log approval request through NIMS and working with Cordata, who's our software developer, to make some changes to the software that will make it suitable, or I guess sufficient for OLE and Coast Guard purposes under this new regulated program starting this year in 2025 for the Pollock EM program. So I did submit the formal letter, and we're waiting for NIMS to go through and give us any feedback before they give the final okay. And then at that point, I do have a preseason meeting planned January 20th with the fleet and the processors to go over the details of the new regulated program. It should be very similar to how we've been operating the last 4 years. However, there are some key changes that we'll talk about just to make sure, because now everybody's going to be subject to violations, regulations like a normal program. So just want to make sure everybody's good to go as I close out this program and will no longer be involved. So that's coming up. We also did get an approval for our amendment request to extend this project to March 31st, just to wrap up some of those software changes. So the next two things I'm not going to talk about too much, since we talked about them quite a bit yesterday. The cloud tagging project, PAC States approved our budget amendment that would allocate an additional $140,000 to our project, and also move some existing funds around within the project to do one more March tag release, so this coming March, and then also to contribute match to the UNIMAC Pass acoustic tag study. We have been working constantly the past like month and a half to try to pull this proposal together. It's quite technical, so it was quite a bit of work, but I think we're done and we're getting ready to submit it to MPRB. I know I very quickly went over the acoustic tagging project yesterday and realized it's kind of a complicated topic. And so if anybody is interested in seeing the full proposal or wants to talk offline about the details of it and like why we're doing it, why it matters, I'm very happy to do that. I didn't want to go into too much detail yesterday. So anyways, other than that, I'm working on getting ready for this last winter charter. It should be kind of March 17th through, you know, beginning of April, sort of depending on whatever the state fishery wraps up and we have a charter. We're going to go across the Gulf similar to last time, except this time I'm going to be putting an emphasis on collecting biological data on immature cod, because stock assessment is looking for more information on the maturity curve for Gulf of Alaska cod that they don't have very good data on right now. So they've kind of asked us to do that, and that contributes directly to the spawning stock biomass they use. And the last thing is the cooperative survey project. I've been sort of talking to AFSC scientists and fishermen to try to understand, like, what are the real concerns from the fleet regarding, you know, survey data and, you know, missing data from the Western Gulf and the winch apportionment. I've started putting together kind of an outline presentation that I can, you know, use in a meeting. And once that's done, I think I'll present it to the assembly so you guys can maybe contribute some of your concerns as we move forward with project ideas. And the only other thing I was just going to mention, I've gotten lots of phone calls from fishermen, and so has Ernie, about some of the upcoming meetings. So proposals being due for Board of Fish and what's going on with crab management and some of the regs around tendering for crab. There's a lot of stuff going on. So if anybody wants to reach out to Ernie and myself, you know, I think we're ready to dig into proposal writing season, and you know, happy to help. So other than that, I'll make it work.
So have most of the fishermen gotten used to the electronic monitor?
So actually at this point, for the most part, it's kind of, they operate without me. They don't really need me too much unless something like really weird happens.
So I think some of them on this card.
I know. The e-log, there's been some back and forth about e-log.
They got to know your voice very well.
Well, you know, I have a feeling they're still going to call.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they still were.
Yeah.
Thank you. Paul?
Yesterday, Tom brought up the boundary issue of state water cod in Dutch Harbor versus the South Peninsula. And, of course, in order to do boundary changes, and that, of course, would mean boundaries moving around, it takes federal scientists and state scientists to kind of sign off on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something to think about some more. Maybe there are options. Maybe we should get a report out for the next round of meetings that you talk to scientists to see if there's anything feasible about that. I don't know what Tom knew more about it than I do about what we saw. So I don't want to speak for Tom.
I'm just saying, I think we ought to submit some proposals to the Board of Fish to try to remove some of that cod out of the area of fishery back into the Western Gulf. I know it's going to take an act of Congress to do that, but I think we've got to get our foot in the door here.
And I think, you know, normally what has more horsepower is to have it come out of the, I mean, we can do a resolution to that too, but have it come out of all the advisor committees.
Yeah.
You know, like we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other questions?
I had one more, if I may. Where do you start tagging? Where do you start putting the tags from the Gulf of Alaska?
Where?
Yeah.
So we always start from Sanak, and then we move our way east and end near Seward. But this year, we're actually adding a station closer to Nunavak. So we're going to go right up under the south side, kind of by Lucky, and tag over there, which is farther than we've ever gone,
mm-hmm.
to see if we can try to catch some of the earlier fish that are just coming through the pass on their way to Sanak. But we do 15, or I guess it's now 11 stations from there all the way across. And again, some of the mainland areas for the act, Shelkoff.
Other question? We also have a question? So you're going on vacation, right? I heard.
Yeah.
So my question is, I heard a rumor that you might be going tanner fishing with Tom.
Yeah.
But you want me to take me?
No, I'm not.
They need you here.
I'll volunteer. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I wish. I'll work for Grant. That's all I need.
Work for Grant.
Yeah. We'll work for Grant.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for your report. So we don't have any other new business. Reports and updates are done. I want to put the executive session. I'm just going to move it down to the bottom. We're going to do assembly comments, public comments, and then have somebody, if we want to go into the executive session, do that. That way, people don't have to sit around and wait for us to do anything else to hear the rest. So anyway, assembly comments. Paul?
You'd be on the record about the, we are probably going to executive session in a few minutes to address the most important thing for the borough, which is our fisheries. And I think it's more appropriate, we, you know, we normally don't take action after, immediately after a meeting where we discuss various aspects of the fishery, but it's an important step that we're doing. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Any other assembly comments? Nothing, Chris? Okay.
Bob, I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
Hi, Alvin, this is Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Hi. So with the executive session, I hang up, right? It's not open for the video conference?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Just verifying. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Public comments. Okay, hearing none. We need a motion. Whoever makes a motion, I made a list has been made of who should attend this, the executive session. Are you going to make a motion?
Yes, I see the list also. Thank you. Mr. Reyes, make a motion. Moves into executive session for discussion of the fishery in which financial, where the, excuse me, I have to scroll back and forth.
Yeah.
Financial discussion of the fisheries in the borough and the financial impact it may have, a matter the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the public entity, period. And that's from Alaska Statute 4462.310(b)(1).
Okay.
And the people who would, public would know, people who were invited as all the borough staff here in Anchorage. The meeting would only be in Anchorage, Mr. Mayor, just to clarify. Nobody, if somebody seconded the motion, I could maybe add this. I don't know what's appropriate.
You need to add it now, right?
You add it now, and then you'll have a second.
And so the invitees are borough staff in the meeting room in Anchorage, which on record,
that was all right.
No.
You got to read the thing.
Well, I got to read the names, apparently. So the assembly that's here, that'll be in the executive session, are Jim, Tom, Paul, Warren, and Brenda. Then the mayor, Alvin, clerk, Beverly, administrator, and Annie Talia will be there, of course. Ernie Weitz, Charlotte, Jackie, Lenora, Seward.
Okay. That's the motion.
Oh. Second.
Second.
This is Brenda.
Second by Brenda. So, at this time, we are in executive session.
Hey, oh, fire. guess you're leaving soon. I can't go on without you. It's useless to try to love you so good. Keep you would be so wonderful. Here is my heart that I give. It's all that I have. It's a losing proposition, but
I got a capo in my hand. Got my red worm in a Maxwell House coffee can. I'm gonna sit under a shade tree on a riverbank where it's cool. I'm gonna close my eyes and dream and let the cold pop away my blues. Have a dance or two, we might wallow in the hay. Well, the only thing that ever went my power was this bad news called away. But his last years was his best years, and this is what he had. The first one in the family to ever die with a smile. I took his advice. They ain't going well, but my friends are far and few. Whoever said a city boy can have him country blues? Whoever said a city boy can have him country blues? Whoever said a city boy can have him country blues? Well, honey, they ain't tall to me.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
private property is target for your enemy. And your enemy is me.
last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, you got a license.